It's MRCTV's public service announcement with Brittany Hughes and Eric Shiner.
Welcome to the MRCTV podcast. I'm Eric Shiner. Brittany Hughes, still out on maternity leave, enjoying time with her newborn infant. But with me today to answer the question, what in the Dickens is going on with the media, is Jeff Dickens himself from Newsbusters. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Jeff, this is funny, but it's not funny. Mm-hmm. Obviously, two tragic shootings went on over the weekend, but the media reaction has been way, way over the top. What are we seeing?
Well, of course, we're seeing the usual attack on gun rights and gun owners. But in addition to that, in this unfortunately news cycle, we're seeing them blame the president and saying really egregious, ugly things. Saying like President Trump wants to exterminate Latinos. That's what Nicole Wallace said.
President Obama used the power of the presidency mm-hmm. to try to pass comprehensive immigration reform with the Latino community, Latino leaders at the table. You now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating
right.
Latinos.
She apologized, sort of apologized for it. But we're seeing the common phrase, blood on your hands. NRA has blood on their hands. Republicans have blood on their hands. Your typical things, but they've really ratcheted up in the last couple of days.
Yeah, MSNBC. I what's her excuse for saying that President Trump wants to exterminate Hispanics? I mean, it was an unbelievable thing to say.
Well, they're trying to say, you know, that because President Trump has used a word like invasion, and if you look at what's going on at the border, I mean, someone said, well, what else would you call it when you have certain, but. And they're saying, well, that's him wanting to try to go after Latinos. And clearly Trump has disavowed white nationalism in the last couple of days. And you know, they say he needs to do that. Well, he did it. And they're like, well, that's not enough. So they say this is all about, of course, 2020 and trying to get a Democrat into the White House and, of course, more Democrats in Congress. That's what the media's job is to do.
Is to exploit a tragedy,
which
is sad. Her excuse on Twitter anyways is that her mistake was unintentional when she said that President Trump was calling for an extermination of Latinos. How do you make an unintentional mistake like that? How do you say the president is calling for the extermination of an entire race unintentionally? Is that even possible?
You know, it's absurd, and especially absurd when you watch Nicole Wallace's show, like we have to do here at Newsbusters and the MRC, and you watch also her colleagues on Morning Joe. I mean, oh my gosh, Mika and Joe Scarborough have just – I didn't think they could get any worse, but they have really sunk to new levels this week in the wake of these shootings. I to the degree, like, I'm surprised they're still on the air. It's definitely with Nicole Wallace. I mean, I think you can make a case for just getting her being dumped. But it's MSNBC, so they don't care, and their viewers don't care.
Also, you know, we had MSNBC diving into numerology this week to come up with connecting Trump to Hitler, which, you know, they find new ways every week. Every day, it seems, to connect Trump to Hitler. But this week, this was bizarre, this numerology thing. Let's play a clip for a moment.
The president said that we will fly our flags at half mast until August 8th. That's 8-8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House. The numbers 8-8 are very significant in neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement. Why? Because the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8. No one's thinking about this.
Yeah, there we go. That's a former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence, Frank Figaluzzi. He's also a paid NBC contributor, which is really interesting to think that there's some people that can't find work out there. But Frank gets paid by NBC to say, to come up with this theory? What?
It's bizarre, but they will find any way to say Trump is literally Hitler. We've got tons and tons of examples on newsbusters.org. I urge everyone listening to this podcast to go check out. I mean, you just do a search for Hitler, and you'll see every way that you'll try to connect Trump to Hitler, and it's absurd. And it's also a sign that they're losing the argument. That's the old, you know, rule. Like, if you start comparing people to Nazis and Hitler, you're probably losing the argument.
Now, one thing, and I think you'll probably agree with me, it's kind of disappointing on both sides that after a tragic shooting, you know, we had instances where I think it was somebody's internet page. You know, first it was altered supposedly by people on the right, then it was altered on people on the left to say that this person, you know, was a registered Democrat. Then it was altered to say this person supported Trump, and then it had MAGA things. Either way, that's the first thing that hackers go to hack to somebody's site and information and change things the instant after a shoot, I think is sad. I think it's sad that it's instantly politicized. But in the case of the media, they do instantly politicize it. They jumped right on. Cory Booker was on Sunday with Al Sharpton. That has gotten a lot of coverage. We have since discovered that the shooter in the Ohio shooting in Dayton leaned more to the left from the information that's available. They don't want to talk about him. They really only want to talk about one side. What are you seeing here?
Well, we're seeing what we've seen in the past. There was the, I can refer back to, well, just I'll remind everybody that the shooter that shot up the baseball field where Congressman Steve Scalise was shot at and thankfully survived. But he was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and he had Rachel Maddow.
He was a former volunteer for Bernie Sanders, if I remember correctly.
That's right. And then prior to that, you had the Family Research Council shooter who was apparently riled up by Chick-fil-A and that whole debate about same-sex marriage and went after the...
it was the Southern Poverty Law Center map that he used.
That's right.
That's the Southern Poverty... Southern Poverty Law Center fueled him up on that.
Look, there are crazies on the far left and there are crazies on the far right, but the media only wants to talk about the crazies on the far right because they want to link it in any way they can to attacking the Republicans to get them out of office. That's their modus operandi. What you realize that is their driving force is to elect Democrats and get Republicans kicked out of office. You understand why they put everything into a narrative and why they don't report other things.
Some credit where some credit's due, though. Eventually, a couple of networks actually came clean on some of the background on this shooter in Dayton.
ABC News has also learned of a now-deleted Twitter account believed to be linked to Betts, describing himself as an anime fan, a metalhead, and a leftist.
Yes, that is true. But again, if you look at how much time is devoted to one versus the other, it's going to be overwhelming.
That was an interesting decision, too. Now, obviously, you know, with MRC TV, I'm in-depth in the video end of things. That the video from the shooting in Dayton, you know, they had video of the shooter outside coming towards the bar with the gun. As far as a video perspective, your most engaging video really did come from the Dayton shooting. But they really did. They downplayed it. They do a quick clip of it. They didn't want to talk about it for too long. They'd focus a lot on the El Paso shooting, even though the video from a viewer standpoint of seeing the perpetrator, you know, on video doing something wasn't there in El Paso.
Right. No, and
For the most part, I mean, there's a couple security images.
Well, there's been all this talk about, I would like to say, just overall civility. And I think one of the problems is the media. You just look at how are Republicans and Democrats or conservatives and progressives or Trump supporters and, I don't know, Biden supporters have to have a good and decent, honest talk about security or whatever we need to do to stop these shootings when the media is portraying everyone who is a law-abiding gun owner as, you know, complicit in these shootings and saying that they have blood on their hands? How do you have a civil discussion?
You're right. I know. On Sunday during the Al Sharpton segment with Cory Booker, you know, if you're not taking action, you're compliant.
We have the power to do it, and doing nothing, you are complicit in the kind of carnage we're seeing in our country these days.
If you don't support his gun control measures, you as a citizen, then you're just compliant, which is really an awful stance to take.
Yeah, it's ugly, and I really think the media. I've been covering the coverage of these shootings going back to like Columbine, and it seems like the media is beginning worse and worse in terms of their tone and how they will not give the gun rights side any respect. Period.
And even when you have to talk about the gun rights side, there's a article on Newsbusters right now. CNN is downplaying. They're refusing to condemn the death threats to Mitch McConnell. Now, here's a case where gun control advocates went outside McConnell's house, the man's recovering from an injury, to hold a protest, which is fine, which is their right. But then, you know, the video surfaces, they live stream the whole thing, which is done on social media quite often these days. And we hear people talking about just stabbing him in the heart. And now we have legitimate death threats, you know, which is interesting from the gun control side because, you know, they don't believe that anybody necessarily needs a gun, but here they are threatening the life of somebody.
Right. Yeah. The here they are saying we're, you know, trust us, but, you know, we're gonna, you know, we'll have a death chance, death pro, you know, people chanting death around you at your house. And but yeah, get rid of your guns, because you don't need them. You're right. You said the hypocrisy is astounding. And then again, the coverage.
And then the media doesn't play it. Yeah.
They don't play it. Yeah. So I think it's just only going to get worse in terms of the media coverage. I didn't think it could get any worse, but it has.
Well, let's be honest. We're recording this Wednesday morning. This by Wednesday evening, there will be a new town hall
being
broadcast. So things are expected to get worse. Quickly, this town hall hosted by CNN is going to be on the gun control debate, and they're not holding it in Dayton, Ohio. They're going to El Paso to hold this.
Yes. Well, the last time we had one of these, you'll remember it was after the Parkland high school shooting, and it was just a Dana Lash, who was representing the NRA, was there. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican, was there, and they Jake Tapper moderated, and it was some of the most vile, disgusting things hurled at those people that were representing the gun rights side. I'm terrified what they're going to do tonight.
What do we know about the setup for this? Have we heard much of anything other than it's going to be held in El Paso? I say, do we know who's hosting? Do we know?
Cuomo. I think Anderson Cooper's also going to be there. I believe it was Cuomo. On Twitter was saying, well, like, we sent all these invites to like 49 Republicans and none of them have accepted. It's like, well, because they all saw what you did to them last time.
Yeah, so, usually if you get invited to go to the guillotine, you don't voluntarily show up and lay your head down.
Exactly. So I don't know. Maybe they'll find some last minute gun rights, I guess. I don't know. Last time was
Dana Lash, right?
Yeah, last time was Dana Lash, Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
The last time was just so ugly. I can't imagine anyone want to volunteer for that.
It's unbelievably ugly, and we're seeing just complete one side. And again, as you mentioned, I'm going to go to another piece here on Newsbusters. MSNBC, Trump is the manifestation of the ugliness that's in us. CBS, is Trump inflaming and contributing to the shootings? How do you make the connection that Trump is contributing?
I don't know. I don't know how to get in these people's heads. I don't want to get in these people's heads. Of course, it's part of the job. But you just have to know that they will find any way to link any tragedy. If there's any obscure way to link it to Republicans, they'll try to do it.
It's interesting to watch the media outcry President Trump going to El Paso today. They're really playing up that there are some liberal members of the community that don't want him to show up, of course. But they have no problem themselves showing up and doing a town hall on the topic and exploiting it.
Right.
To the extreme.
Yeah, no, and President Trump's in a no-win situation, because if he doesn't show up, he's insensitive. And if he does show up, how dare he? He's part of the problem. So there's no winning with the media.
Does it also really hurt? In your opinion, does it hurt them to take it this far? They're making President Trump look more moderate than conservative.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
by their overreaction.
Yeah, that you call it. I mean, sure, yeah, Trump definitely trolls. He says it in his tweets. I'm trolling. I mean, so it's, you know, maybe that's not very presidential. But then the reaction on the other side is a complete and total overreaction, and they do it all the time. And in a way, it makes Trump seem more moderate in comparison, even though he's intentionally trolling people.
Yeah, no, it seems like this almost might backfire for them. They're doing this. There's an election coming up. They have an agenda. They want to press the Democratic candidates. They want to push it. Certainly, Beto O'Rourke has gotten more coverage since the shooting than he did in the previous 3 weeks. I think that's probably safe to say. You study these things more closely than I do. But just from a viewer standpoint, I would say that's something that I've seen. So they're clearly pushing this agenda. But it, the thing is, if you go over the top and push it too hard, it's really insane and over the... Again, when you're using numerology...
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
The letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8. No one's thinking about this.
Nobody has thought about this except the people at MSNBC. Yeah. Nobody else thought about that.
No, it's nuts. And it's sadly, it's just really exploitative. And it is, you know, it's sickening considering all the lives that have been lost. And I feel like we don't really get at the solution because the media just always wants to go to the gun issue, and the gun rights side are, we say, like, we're law-abiding citizens. There's, you know, it's really hard to stop someone, a psychopath, who in some of these cases, like I said, I've studied these school shooters, they spend months, years,
El Paso shooter drove like 500 miles,
yeah,
600 miles.
So,
you're intent when you're driving 600 miles.
Yeah. So I just, again, I think it's just, it's absurd that the left or the progressives or and certainly the liberals in the media, you know, are expecting to have an honest and intelligent and discussion about this when, again, they treat our side like monsters and with blood.
Yeah,
on hands.
And it's going to be fairly one sided looking at the guests and frankly, it's exploitive to hold it in El Paso.
Yeah.
Before
well,
people
they don't
are
care.
Even buried. In fact, we do have to mention our boss of the Media Research Center, Brent Bozell, is really called on people not to participate in this particular town hall.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's probably wise. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to, just me, would want to counter the critics and at least get our side of the story out there, particularly gun rights side. But it's we'll just be talked over and yelled over, it's going to be hard to see how you can win that.
What do you think the fallout is going to be from tonight's town hall?
Well, I'll tell you, the fallout from the Parkland town hall was that you had a lot of gun owners and even non-gun owners that were enraged at what they did, and they ended up like just donating and signing up to the NRA because everyone witnessed how completely
their overreaction led to a reaction from the other side.
Exactly.
That
could happen again. I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it even motivates gun rights voters. Because that's kind of what we saw after Parkland. They went so far, and they looked just were so egregious that it ended up. And I'm torquing up because the conservatives.
There's a lot of talk that these recent shootings have made things different, that we have, you know, Lindsey Graham has a background bill, mm-hmm. that Republicans will work with Democrats and that something will finally move. President Trump certainly in his speeches has mentioned, well, we'll look at this, we'll look at red flag laws, things of that nature. Is this one different?
I don't think it really is. Trump saying he's maybe he could look at some things has made Republicans maybe more willing to sort of look at things like red flag laws. But again, the problem with something like a red flag law is you're talking about the kind of mentality we see with the liberal media. Eventually, those people will be in charge. What's a red flag? Who gets to decide what's a red flag?
Generally, the question with these is due process.
Yes.
Because if I say Jeff Dickens worries me, I think he's a threat or a harm to himself. Sometimes that's all it takes with some of these, depending on how these red flag laws are written, that somebody could come and take away your Second Amendment rights without you having a hearing, without you having a rebuttal.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the concern.
Hmm. I would like to see the media maybe bring up more this, because we kind of did away with institutions, and granted there were abuses, but like, because if you don't put these individuals into some sort of rehab facility, you know, they're, again, like I said, I mean, that sounds cynical, but I think they'll find a way. You know, one thing the media hasn't talked about is you look at...
You're talking about shooters or MSNBC show hosts.
Well, yeah. they talk about other countries. Oh, you don't have this. When Japan, they just had this arsonist that, burn up this studio.
Oh yeah, well, and yeah, in London they're worried about knives,
and
you can't
and
have
acid.
Knives of a certain length in the UK. People are putting cement in milkshakes.
So these demented psychopaths will find a way to do whatever they need to do to get their, you know, some just want to commit suicide by a cop. So I really do think you need to just maybe focus on, instead of focusing on the tool of destruction that these psychopaths are using, is focus on them themselves and see what we can do to get them, you know, off the streets, if you will, and just get better care.
Not something you expect to hear discussed at the debate on CNN.
Of course not. It's all about the NRA has blood on his hands. It's sick.
Yeah. How early on do you think it's going to take them before they say the NRA? Someone says the NRA has blood on their hands at this town hall meeting. What's your over under? 2 minutes? 3?
It'll probably be in the intro. So like 30 seconds.
Wow. All right. He's cynical, but he's seen it all. Jeff Dickens, thank you. We've been with Newsbusters for a long time. We appreciate you sharing your knowledge and following this closely, how the media has been covering this issue. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to the MRC TV podcast. You can catch up on old episodes on Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. We'll talk to you again next week.